AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An agreement set to be reached on the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in Washington today.
So we worked through the night last night. We're finalizing the language on an agreement with the president that I believe is worthy of the American people.
President Biden had said he would be speaking to McCarthy around 3 this afternoon Eastern time to hammer out details of the deal, but there are now reports that they haven't spoken yet. As for the deal itself, sources tell us it includes raising the debt limit for 2 years and phasing in new work requirements for welfare recipients. 5 more years for Turkey's incumbent president. At a rally in Istanbul, President Erdogan declaring victory in today's runoff election. Unofficial results say that Erdogan holds a lead of 52% of the vote, with nearly all ballots counted, as he will now enter his third decade as president of that country. This is ABC News. State Farm Insurance with a shocking announcement for its California customers over the Memorial Day weekend. They say they're no longer going to insure new homes or businesses in the state due to high wildfire risk and increased construction costs. The statement saying it's necessary to take these actions now to improve the company's financial strength. Lisa, whose dad had to rebuild her Santa Rosa home after the 2017 Tubbs fire, says she doesn't feel it's fair to new residents or businesses that they're unable to have the same coverage she did when her home was destroyed by a wildfire.
Insurance is for when things go wrong, and fire is something that goes wrong. I think if you want to insure in the state of California, which is one of the biggest areas where they insure, then you should have to insure everyone in California.
The company's auto policies and existing State Farm customers will be unaffected. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton impeached Saturday. Corruption charges. The state Senate will decide whether he is to be removed. Dave Packer, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Clean energy products like electric vehicles or home heat pump systems are too expensive for a lot of people who'd like to own them. But thanks to federal incentives and other support, they're within reach for more people in Wisconsin. More from Mike Moen.
Last year's Federal Inflation Reduction Act includes a mix of tax credits and rebates for products designed to make homes more energy efficient and save drivers some green if they want to buy an EV. Francisco Sayu of the group Renew Wisconsin says there's long been an exclusive tone tied to the renewable energy market. But he says the new incentives are a game changer.
If you're a renter, there are rebates and tax credits for equipment that you can take with you when you move.
Sayu acknowledges implementation of the IRA is complex, meaning the rebates aren't available yet. Separately, the Department of Housing and Urban Development recently announced funding from the Act for owners of multifamily units serving low-income residents to seek grants and loans to improve the energy efficiency of their properties. As for electric vehicles, Sayu says there are now more options on the used market as some of the earlier models begin to age, and the federal incentives can be used for previously owned EVs.
If you purchase an electric vehicle that is priced below $25,000 and it's at least 2 years old, you qualify for 30% tax credit up to $4,000. And that makes electric vehicles pretty competitive.
While states are awaiting guidance on how to phase in some of the rebates, Sayu says Wisconsin is in a good position because it already has a built-in statewide entity that carries out these types of programs. Focus on Energy will directly offer IRA programs across Wisconsin once funding is made available. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier happy hour. Roll it into it, buddy. You ready to party?
Like you know it, baby. Like happy you are. Friday. Great to be with you, Evan. Working the phones. Join us at 844-967-2789. It's a happy hour up in here.
It is the happy hour. It's a town hall style, and you can join us. He already gave you the phone number. I'll do it one more time. The shortened version, 844-96-PARTY.
But this isn't like the CNN town hall style, right? I mean, if you say stupid things, we're going to push back on you, right? Right?
Absolutely. Although,
okay.
I felt like I was very generous of our time with Paul, the most recent caller.
Yes.
If you're reasonable, we'll give you an exorbitant amount of time.
We like reason. That's good. Reason is good.
Well, but then we got to make the points quicker. You know, we got to keep it moving. It is a live radio product. A few of our fair audience got to get home at some point. You know, we want them staying in the car in the driveway. We've got to keep advancing the conversation.
I appreciate the way our new friend, was it Paul? Was that the last caller?
I believe it was
History
Paul.
Keeps repeating because human nature, you know, is human nature. I think it's a great point. And I think human nature is human nature. That's why history, facts, are so extremely important. What do we see coming from the right now? The whitewashing, literally, of history, of facts, the projection, the gaslighting. If you don't know the terms, look it up. But that's what the Republicans, the megas, are doing to you on a regular basis. And I just, it's the BS meter, people. It's really that simple. You can spot them in a bar a mile away. Maybe get out a little bit more. But it's a BS meter, and people like Trump and those around him, Giuliani, everyone peddling everything that we've heard over the last several years, it's all been BS. So we got to be responsible, certainly for ourselves, and recognize when BS is BS. But human nature, Paul, you're damn right, man. It does continue to be human nature. And once you recognize that, then it shows and relays how important history is and facts are.
Well, Dominic, I want to start this out by talking about a dish best served cold.
Revenge
baby. And you know who's in a position to take revenge at this moment in history?
Who's that?
Chris Christie. Never thought much of the man, the former New Jersey governor. A little bit petty, right? Shut down the bridges.
Shut down the freeway. Yeah.
That's well, that was his staffers. They can't prove it was him. But Gideon Rubin reporting over at the Raw Story Plus, Dom. Chris Christie on a kamikaze mission to sink Donald Trump. Do we believe it, Dom? Is he capable? Is he man enough? Well, I will say this about Chris Christie. Of late, he has been the most vocal Republican pushing back, calling facts facts. I mean, he called out CNN on this Trump town hall, just like we have. Let me read a little from this article. Chris Christie's relentless attacks on, remember, little Marco Rubio, poor Marco, during the 2016 Republican presidential that effectively knocked the Florida senator out of the race was at the time likened to a murder-suicide. Now news that the former New Jersey governor is considering launching another, they're calling it a long shot presidential bid, has fueled speculation that Christie could be on another such mission, only this time his target would be former President Donald Trump. That according to the Washington Post. Aaron Blake writes that despite abysmal poll numbers, signs are building that Christie will again decide to run for president at what is decidedly the wrong time, even more than 2016 was. And while he has insisted this isn't just a kamikaze mission to take down Donald Trump, it's difficult to see how it could amount to much else. A little bit more here. Despite Christie's insistence that there is no question that he has motivation to go there, that he's demonstrated a talent for going there, and that he increasingly is going there. And here's where it gets interesting, Dom. Christie would have motive to take out the former president. Oh, revenge, my friend.
Best eaten cold. Curdy, the two men have a complicated history, Blake writes, noting that Christie's early endorsement of Trump after he dropped out of the 2016 race was really the first big one to lend Trump mainstream credibility. Christie was passed over for the vice presidency and unceremoniously dumped from his role leading Trump's transition team. Blake writes, quote, it was at this point that the cracks in their alliance began to form, and they became chasms after January 6th of 21. Christie has even blamed Trump for giving him coronavirus infection that landed him in intensive care in late 2020. He said Trump never called to check on him.
I would call to check on you if you were in the ICU, Dom. Hey, man, thanks, you got that Curry. $10 you owe me because I'm not so sure about your prospects.
Add that interest on there. Christie has since emerged as one of Trump's most vocal critics. Blake writes that just last week, Christie called Trump a puppet of Putin. He targeted Trump over being found liable for sexual assault in the E. Jean Carroll case. He's knocked Trump for being afraid of debates. And unlike others, he's lent credibility to his comments by saying he would never back Trump again. For his part, Christie insists he wouldn't consider running for president if he didn't think he could win. I'm not a paid assassin, Christie said in a recent interview with Politico. When you're waking up for your 45th morning at the Hilton Garden Inn in Manchester, you better think you can win, because that walk from the bed to the shower, if you don't think you can win, it's hard. The Hilton Garden Inn in Manchester, apparently a tough spot for Christie. Aaron Blake at the Washington Post, this one at the Raw Story.
Well, then he's going to like the, what, downtown Hilton in Des Moines, Dom? We've stayed there a couple times, have we not?
Bar, man. It's a great bar. I love that place. I've talked about Christie before. I mean, he's got a mouth on him. He can jawbone with the guy. He can go, you know, toe to toe. And if you're talking about, you know, matching insults, Chris Christie could certainly do that with Donald Trump.
Oh, he's a jerk from Jersey, well, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Of course. Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, these guys would bet. And I think you see that and compare like how DeSantis would try to like step in on that fight. I think that would, of course, we still have a couple others now. Chris Christie and who's another one? Scott announced today that he's running for the Republican nomination.
I would hate to say I agree with DeSantis in this regard. The rest are really not viable. I mean, Trump's viable, at least as the nominee of the Republican Party. We see he's like 35, 40 ahead of DeSantis right now. Tim Scott is not viable. Nikki Haley is not viable. Chris Christie would have to catch a hell of a head of steam. I don't think he's viable. DeSantis, well, he's either your Jeb Bush or your Scott Walker contribution to the gene pool of future Republican hopefuls. But I'm not sure at this point who beats Trump. I don't think any of them can. I mean, Chris Christie could go on a suicide mission. I'm not sure if he can go on a murder suicide mission. I don't know if he's got the chops. But you know what really put the chasm between him and Trump?
What?
Well, it was the unceremonious dumping from the transition team. And you remember why that happened, don't you? Well, Chris Christie was literally the prosecutor of Jared Kushner's father. Charles Kushner, I think his name. Christie put him in federal prison. And Kushner pushed him out. And Kushner supposedly was the Trump whisperer. So, I mean, you talk about personal. If I'm sitting in the ICU, I've been unceremoniously dumped after I've endorsed the guy. I didn't get the VP slot. Instead, you picked the ever-charismatic Mike Pence, a guy that later in his presidency, I think he wanted to hang, right? Well, you know, I wonder if he festered for a few days in the hospital room. What do you think, Tom?
Certainly. But from Trump's perspective, I would imagine Pence is a much more manageable vice president than Chris Christie would have been. So you can't have, you know, there's only one chef, you know what I'm saying? And that's Trump. And a guy like former vice president Pence, I mean, come on. They wanted to hang the guy, and he still has a hell of a time pushing back on Trump. But you're assuming, Crudy, all this calculation of Chris Christie and Rick Scott, or I'm sorry, who's the Scott? The guy, was it,
Tim
no,
Scott.
Wasn't Rick Scott.
Senator Tim Scott from the great Tim state Scott. Of South Carolina, the Palmetto State.
Or Nikki Haley. Of course, the mathematics, the calculations are, well, you know, this is a normal election cycle, and it ain't, because there's lots of investigations, and according to some reporting in the New York Times, Fulton County DA Fani Willis has sharpened her pencil on the calendar. We'll get to that next.
Before we talk about the important details, one other detail. You remember when Chris Christie went down to Mar-a-Lago and he sat at Trump's right, and Trump said, "There's the menu. You guys order whatever you want." And then he says, "Chris, you and I are having the meatloaf." He made Christie eat the meatloaf. I mean, I got to think they got a steak on the menu.
I'm not sure.
Ma, the meatloaf!
I mean, and so what? So what's the...
Didn't Trump get two scoops of ice cream?
And I mean, Trump always gets
Christie
two
only got one?
Come on.
Dynamo Dave, how are you, buddy? Welcome back.
Hey, Dave.
Got a Friday grievance?
Hey, doing... No, not a real grievance, but hey, a couple things. Actually, Chris Christie has kind of dropped off the map quite a bit, you know. And maybe the best way for him to get back on the map is to take over George Santos' seat by moving over to New York, and he'd be a slam dunk to get that. And then he would have a public forum where people are interviewing him. I'm not trying to give him ideas, but I don't think he's got any shot at the 20.
Well, once you've been the chief executive, like the governor of the Garden State, man, you can't go back to being a measly congressman. Probably makes more money in the TV gig, Dynamo Dave. He's a paid contributor. So I got to think he gets paid for being on TV.
Well, he would get that congressional retirement package and all the rest that they get, right?
I wonder if he's already got like a retirement package from being the gubernator of the state of Jersey. I don't know how it works in Jersey, Dave.
Hey, one other thing. Before
make it quick. We're short on time, Dave.
Yeah, real quick. Hey, I talked to Ebon, Exceptional Ebon, and trying to get you guys out to the Renewable Energy Fair. It's great. A hop, skip, and a jump behind you guys, north of you guys at Stevens Point.
When is it again?
Near Stevens Point.
Dave, when is it?
So Friday, June 23rd. Friday,
June 23rd. I'll check my schedule. Dom will be washing his hair, but I'll check.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, airing the grievances. You can air yours at 844-967-2789.
Now, Dom, I think we've got a time frame under which Fani Willis might drop her indictments down in Fulton County, Georgia, and it almost lines up perfectly, although we don't have an official date for the Fox News-sponsored Milwaukee Republican debate in August of this year. We do know that Donald Trump might be otherwise arraigned.
That's the reporting from the New York Times today. Georgia prosecutor leading the investigation into Trump and his allies has taken the unusual step of announcing remote work days for most of her staff during the first 3 weeks of August, asking judges in a downtown Atlanta courthouse not to schedule trials for part of the time as she prepares to bring charges in the inquiry. Ruh-roh. The move suggests that Willis, the Fulton County DA, is expecting a grand jury to unseal indictments during that time period. Willis outlined the remote work plan and made the request it to the judges in a letter sent on Thursday to 21 Fulton County officials, including the chief county judge and the sheriff. Thank you for your consideration and assistance in keeping the Fulton County judicial complex safe during this time. She previously sent a letter that any charges related to the Trump administration would come to the grand jury between July 11th and the 1st. That was the initial. Here's our window, July 11th through September 1st. Her letter Thursday appears to offer more specificity on the timing. Her timetable, however, has already been pushed back as she sought to hammer out cooperation deals with some of the potential defendants. All right, we can allow for some of that. We're going to need some witnesses, right? Trump's legal team is trying to scuttle a case with a motion filed in March seeking to quash as much of the collected evidence and throw Willis off the case before any charges are filed. I'm going to jump down here in the New York Times. With security concerns about the looming indictment in such a high-profile investigation weighing on county officials, Willis said that she would reduce staffing in her office by about 70% and rely on remote work on days when grand juries were in session from July 31st to August 18th. She said that there would be exceptions to the remote work plan, including my leadership team and all armed investigators. Willis noted in the letter that most judges would be attending a judicial conference during the week of July 31st. She added, quote, I respectfully request that judges not schedule trials and in-person hearings during the weeks beginning Monday, August 7th and Monday, August 14th. There is your window.
And when's the debate About the 15th, approximately. Right.
I don't know. I haven't seen. I looked for it. They did announce an August debate, Fox News, but I haven't seen prior to getting on the show at a specific time.
I'm just pointing back at the 2016 cycle when Cleveland hosted the RNC. We eventually ended up down there for the party, Dom. But the year prior, it was about August 15th of the year prior. I believe that's 2015 when Donald Trump took the stage for the very first time. Center stage. Scott Walker flanked him on the right. He faded rapidly. You know what's crazy? And you could call the devil's advocates. Your Friday grievances, they're welcome here, even if they're crazy. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden by 7 points in the polling as of new polling today, according to thehill.com. And this is not Foxy News polling, Dom. This is Harvard Harris polling. And President Biden trails Donald Trump by 7 points in current polling. Now, it's over a year out, right?
Right, man. And don't believe the polls.
If we believe Dom's speculation and the calendar laid out by the, you know, the DA down in Fulton County, there could be more legal travails for the former president. But right now, if you look and say, I am the front runner, not just for the nomination, but to be the next president of the United States, through that prism, understand there's plenty of people that still believe this guy. The only reason he's not in the presidency right now is because it was rigged. Trump told us so. But when this guy's up by 7 points, by a lot on Joe Biden, and he gets indicted, I'm just telling you, you know he's going to cry political. And of course, he would always cry whatever.
Oh, exactly. So there's no, it's a moot point, Crudy.
It's not moot in the fact that this should be damaging the guy. I mean, the fact that Donald Trump is the front runner amongst the Republicans, that I kind of get. The fact that the American people currently polled have Joe Biden at 40 and Trump at 47. I mean, 47 is pretty much the cap for Trump. And I think if it was actually election day, you might have a little different result. But that's scary. Scary to me. Dana from La Crosse. Buddy, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Devils. Happy
God's
Friday.
Country. Dana. You know, we own a radio station in La Crosse now. It's coming to play this great format very, very soon.
Well, I tell you, I feel like a kid waiting for Christmas Day, but I'm just not sure when Christmas is. I check your website every day to look for that new La Crosse logo on there, but I haven't seen it yet.
The eagle soaring high above your radio dial at 1490 AM. Look for us right around June 5th, Dana.
We're looking at June, huh? Okay.
Right around June 5th. We're laying best plans for June 5th.
Just over 2 weeks, man. It's coming quick, Dana.
Did you find a building yet?
I got a place.
Awesome.
Is it on 3rd Street?
Hey, so
4th. 4th Street. It's as close as I could get to 3rd Street without paying through the nose. Dana had a place for me over on 3rd and Pearl.
I know, man.
It was the Fortney brothers that owned Brothers over there, man.
Yeah.
Dana, we're going to hold you over because I didn't even let you talk. So begin your thought, and then we'll respond to it on the other side.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
Well, his thought is thanking us for holding him over. Yes. I don't think he...
And he'll let us know exactly what he wants to talk about on the other side, and you can do so as well. It's easy. It's fun. It's toll-free, 844-967-2789. Who pays for phone calls?
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An agreement set to be reached on the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in Washington today.
So we worked through the night last night. We're finalizing the language on an agreement with the president that I believe is worthy
of the American people.
President Biden had said he would be speaking to McCarthy around 3 this afternoon Eastern time to hammer out details of the deal, but there are now reports that they haven't spoken yet. As for the deal itself, sources tell us it includes raising the debt limit for 2 years and phasing in new work requirements for welfare recipients. 5 more years for Turkey's incumbent president. At a rally in Istanbul, President Erdogan declaring victory in today's runoff election. Unofficial results say that Erdogan holds a lead of 52% of the vote, with nearly all ballots counted, as he will now enter his third decade as president of that country. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kids zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air grievances. It is the happier happy hour. We're rolling through them and, you know, we're lightly screening the calls. 844-967-2789. We abbreviated you, Dana. We didn't mean to cut you short, man. What do you got for us?
It's all good. You got to keep the flow of the show, right? I just want to say again, though, I really am excited about you guys coming across. It's going to be great. I mean, this local radio show, these guys are, they need help. So hopefully they'll tune in and get some education. Say, regarding DeSantis, I don't know. I've just noticed he seems to be getting a little more bold lately. You know, his meatballs are growing a little bit there. I think he knows that Trump is going to be in jail by the time it all comes to fruition. I think that has to do with, if you read into his statement that he said the other day about there's only two people that could be elected president, Biden or me. He's excluding Trump. And I think maybe he might have a little insight on the Trump's future. What do you guys think?
Well, he's trying to cast his own wants upon Trump's future.
Right.
I mean, Dana, don't trust anybody running for the Republican nomination to tell you their actual assessment. I mean, if you look at the current polling, DeSantis is getting handed his ass by Trump. And I certainly think, you know, indictments could take down Trump ultimately, even politically amongst Republicans. If there's enough public evidence presented, you'd like to think it changed.
More indictments.
Substantial indictments, Dana. Hell, Bill Barr, Trump's former attorney general, says he's most vulnerable on the Mar-a-Lago docks, the foreign docks,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of vulnerability for this man. But at the end of the day, DeSantis is Scott Walker. Scott Walker, we don't need an apprentice, sir. That's all DeSantis is doing.
Yeah, but
he's
what happens if DeSantis and Scott Walker are on the stage, Dana, and there's no Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump's been indicted for RICO conspiracy and seditious conspiracy and God knows what else between now and then. I mean, why wouldn't every Republican throw their hat in the ring if you see the headwinds that Donald Trump has to deal with?
DeSantis doesn't have the courage to say that Donald Trump didn't win the election in 2020. If you don't have the stones to tell the truth, I don't know how you win a general election.
You
cannot pivot
and
deflect on that
Donald
point
Trump
forever.
Doesn't have, listen, Crudy, Donald Trump won't say that. So that kind of just defies everything you just said about the stones to tell the truth. I mean, Donald Trump thinks Donald Trump won the election. He continues to say that. So, yeah, of course you can lie about the last election and get elected, presumably, because that's the guy leading right now. Dana, your thoughts.
Yes, Dana, your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I agree. DeSantis is weak, no charisma and nothing. But like Dom says, if he's the only one around, I mean, all the other people that have jumped in already, they're not viable, like you said, Crudy.
Well, they don't have hundreds of millions of dollars, Dana.
Right. DeSantis does.
I think that's what DeSantis is banking on. I think that's what he's banking on when he makes that type of statement. That's all I got. You guys have a great weekend, all right?
Coming for you soon in God's country, Dana.
Yeah, take care out there in the LAX, the other LAX.
The cool one, the one that we went to college in, and some of us partied and tipped over cop cars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can you imagine if we had a radio station right down on 3rd Street, right at the scene of the crime, Dom?
Oh, man. It would be appropriate.
That place on the corner cost too much. Sorry.
Too bad.
Up on 4th Street.
967-2789. Well, that's around the bend. It'll be fine. But I'm going to get to Dana's point. I mean, really. So we have the window here. Fannie Willis, Fulton County DA, you know, telling the judge, you know, keep people away. Don't schedule any cases for Fulton County. No cases for 2 weeks. I mean, that's kind of a big deal to put everyone to you know, clear your schedule. 70% of the people working remotely from home, but I'll be here with the armed investigators. All right. So that's the tell. So let's assume that comes to fruition. Indictments is bad. The worst indictments you possibly think. RICO and seditious conspiracy. You know, line it up, knock them down. You think that won't have an impact on the polling? You don't think that, I don't want to put words in your mouth. What impact do you think that will have on the polling?
Well, I think ultimately Donald Trump is unelectable in the general election. I think if we put Biden and Trump on the ballot together, Biden's going to win again.
But the polling will tell you differently today. So how do you justify
It's a long ways away because there's like 15% that say they're undecided. They're holding out hope for something better. But if they're faced with the dilemma between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I think people, you'll get 81 million more people and probably a lot of young kids besides could be 85 million for Joe Biden. But it's still an electoral college contest. And that's what scares me is the individual state counts. But indictments don't take him out of the running. and they do not kill him in the Republican primary. So I think Ron DeSantis' claims to, well, he's the electable one. I think they're being hurt by this polling, and I don't think DeSantis is particularly charismatic or any other damn thing. I don't see what the appeal is. The wife is more ambitious than he is. Man, I read it Politico this morning. Ron DeSantis' wife, they called her the Dragon Lady. And that's like people from the DeSantis campaign. They say there is no decision he makes that he doesn't run by his wife first. And she's talking about...
Like smart in that regard.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to govern through your wife when you're the sitting governor of the state of Florida.
Yeah, I'll tell that to Nancy Reagan. Come on, man.
Well, you know what? I never saw them. I
mean, obviously, spouses have big influence, Michael. I mean,
it's a long read about Casey DeSantis. Here are a couple of the highlights, raw story, and then we'll get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump's allies are sharpening their knives against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' wife as they try to snuff out his presidential ambitions. And even the Florida governor's former aides and donors are piling on. Casey DeSantis plays a crucial role in her husband's political rise and counts as his most trusted advisor, but several former administration staffers and even the governor's 2024 supporters complain that her influence isn't always helpful. She is both his biggest asset and his biggest liability. And I say biggest asset in that I think she does make him warmer and softer. But he needs to be surrounded with professional people, not just her. He's got a cabinet of one dom. I've heard from staffers frustrated that they think the governor's made a decision. He talks to her, comes back. The decision is opposite or different. The sad part is, I think she's very smart. I think she's very talented. But she also needs to realize they want to play, if they want to play on the stage, they need serious help. I worry that winning the gubernatorial race, winning the reelect, has made her overconfident in her ability to de facto run a presidential campaign. Eberhardt, this a Republican operative, suggested she take a more traditional role as a president candidate's wife, meaning the former TV reporter and anchor remain active and visible, but not necessarily the architect of his campaign. But staffers who work for DeSantis don't see that happening. He's a leader who makes political decisions with the assistance of his wife, who was elected by nobody, who's blindly ambitious, said one former DeSantis administration staffer, and she sees ghosts in every corner. A second former staffer agreed. She's more paranoid than he is.
I don't believe it. How is that even possible?
Here is what else they said about DeSantis and the wife. He's a vindictive MF-er and she's the scorekeeper.
Well, the full quote, he's a vindictive MF-er. She's twice that. Damn.
She's the scorekeeper. So, you know, don't cross Mrs. DeSantis, apparently, Dom. That was a brutal hit piece at Politico, and the guy hadn't even run yet, and that's what they're saying about his wife.
Well, I mean, I don't really care. Do you? We'll talk about why.
Wait till he gets on the stage next to Donald Trump, and you think Donald Trump would be vulnerable on this topic. Oh, you let your wife make all the decisions? Governor Casey, I mean, he is just going to eviscerate this guy.
I confide in my wife. Unlike you, when she's pregnant and having a baby, you're all pumping a porn star and then, you know, got to get sued about it. How about that? Or, you know, you're sexually assaulting women in a store. You want to talk about that, Trump? Come on, man. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I can't imagine, even with Ron DeSantis, as socially awkward as he is, he's got to be able to, you know, absorb the concept of a crap talking and push back on a guy like Trump.
Incapable.
Come on, this real low hanging fruit, man.
He cannot stand up to the bully because he is a bully himself and he is a coward at heart. They both are, but Trump's just better at it.
I mean, I'm not sure that he is. I'm not sure. I mean, what does it take to stand up and just spew nonsense nonstop. You know, the privilege that a guy like Trump lives in. I mean, I don't know that he ever got punched in the nose at the bar for talking too much trash, right? Because he doesn't act like he's ever had any consequence for all the trash talking that he does. And in fact, you look at the reality of the situation, trying to overthrow the U.S. government. But, you know, beside the point, let's just keep it on a human level.
No, he never got his ass kicked. He should have a million times over. You and I know that would have maybe bettered our nation, our world, and our future. If someone had just
in the nose isn't a bad thing sometimes.
Teaches you a few lessons really quick. Don't know who you are until a man gets punched in the mouth, right?
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the nose, right?
844-967. Rhetorically speaking, of course.
Of course.
844-967-2789. Patty from Fort Lauderdale, one of Ron DeSantis's constituents.
Hello, Patty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, someone described Ron DeSantis as the guy who stole Pee Wee Herman's bike. I thought it was an app. Hey, I'm livid because I used to work. Actually, I have a state pension, a small state pension. And I'm reading an article here that he's been giving away Florida pension money to Wall Street donors. The article's in the Jacobin, JACOBIN.com by Matthew Cunningham. It's Florida governor has been giving huge sums of state retirement money to underperforming private equity firms that donate to his campaign efforts. And he's been, and they're in Bermuda. There's Aeolus Capital Management, Elliott Management, a couple other ones, and they were saying that, and then they turn around and donate to the Friends of Ron DeSantis group through a Republican group, and they were saying that we should have $10 billion more in the retirement fund if they had invested in Standard & Poor's decent regular investment places. We should have been getting over 4 years a 15.75% return under S&P 500 index stocks. We've been getting a 0.7% return.
Hey.
Yeah. So if you want to read the article, it's, like I said, it's by Matthew Cunningham Cook, and it's titled Ron DeSantis is Giving Away Florida Pension Money to Wall Street Donors. And when he's going to announce for president, he's going down to Miami and going to be meeting with donors.
Well, that's what you do, Patty. You go line up the big fat checks because you've been doing them favors. This guy reminds me so much of Scott Walker. Remember when Scott Walker was the governor of the state of Wisconsin and he would effectively accept gobs of money? One of them was written in the comments section because Scott Walker asked, but they would give money to 501c3s that would then coordinate with Scott Walker's reelection campaign, which was illegal at the time. But they were from like the lead-based paint industry, and then Scott Walker offered legislation that would shield them from any liability. And oh yeah, there was Gobekli Taconite, and they were the ones that wanted to do the sulfide mining in northern Wisconsin. It's all very corrupt. That's why DeSantis reminds me a lot of Wanker. Come back, more Devils.
Worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Hey now, you middlemen!
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Joanne from Madison. Welcome, Joanne. Got a grievance this Friday.
Hi, Joanne.
Well, this is a grievance. It's an announcement tomorrow, 2 p.m. Saturday at the state capitol, the Rally for Public Schools. Be there or be square. We're going to be rallying to give get more money from the state to the schools. And for little things like breakfast and lunch for all students, just like Minnesota has. We got to keep up with our neighbors. And, of course, we need to give more money for students who have more support for students who have various forms of disability. And that's lacking right now. So 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, at the Capitol. And, of course, the weather will be perfect. It will be right after the farmer's market, and everybody's going to be in a great mood. But we need to do a little bit of work to support our teachers.
Joanne, Southwest Side, I would imagine?
I'm looking at this website right now, the WEAC website. It doesn't specify. It ought to be around the whole square, the way that I'm hearing people are coming out.
Well, normally they start on the State Street side, and I would just point
State
out,
Street.
Joanne.
I would assume it's going to be starting over there. And so you can get some great tulip sightings, too, since the square is especially pretty right now. So, again, I hope to see you there tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Joanne, thanks for informing the audience. I was just going to point out the new Civic Media World Headquarters, one block away. Dayton Street and State Street, one block from the southwest side, because when the protests or the movements or the collections of people come for the farmers markets or protests or whatever, man, it's always the southwest side. The Civic Media side of the square.
Ah, I got you, man.
844-967-2789. You know who else you'd see if you go out? Probably got to get there before 2. Our pal, Gordy Kopke. Gordy, you going to be at the farmers market tomorrow morning?
Hey, Gordy.
Absolutely. I'm busy loading my truck with some beautiful bloomers, and looking forward to a great day in the market. So stop by and see us, say hi at the booth, and then go up to the demonstration.
Gordy, what time's the farmers market? What time's Gordy's greenhouse, Kopke's greenhouse, going to be open and for business out in the square?
We'll be open for business at 6:30 in the morning, and we're there until 1 o'clock.
Damn.
6:30 on a Saturday morning, Gordy?
Guess I got to stay up all night, Gordy.
Yeah, I used to party all night, but those days are long behind me now. Oh, well.
Well, you got to hang out with us, Gordy. We'll teach you how to do it all over again.
You can't do it like that. You'll be pushing up those daisies you're selling, Gordy. Thanks for the call, man.
6:30. On a Saturday? I mean, maybe on a weekday, but I guess it is the weekday for Gordy. Go see our pal, Gordy Kopke. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Rico.
Oh, yeah. Doing good, guys. Hey, Gordy, I'm looking for tomato plants. You called it the perfect time. I got you, brother. Heading your way tomorrow probably for some tomato plants.
You know, you got to plant them after Mother's Day, and we're now beyond Mother's Day. Gordy is very insistent. Don't plant them too early. You freeze them out there.
Yeah, no.
Stupid Wisconsin weather.
No, you don't want to do that.
Rico, got any other plans other than a little gardening or whatever this weekend?
Well, we got a big baseball tournament. My grandson tomorrow over in Fort Atkinson. I'm looking forward to that, buddy. That's going to be a good time. But, hey, I just wanted to mention, I came up with a little something today, listening to you guys talk, and I was like, we got to restart this whole MAGA thing, because what I got from today's show was, you know, what we're doing really is making accountability great again.
Oh.
We're trying Rico.
My two cents.
Each and every day, although some would chastise us for not moving on from, you know, the unindicted co-conspirators of the January 6th. But I look forward to their indictment day and their conviction days and perhaps their rotting their ass in prison days, and then I'll feel then vindicated. Then we'll move on.
Then we'll get to different topics of the new malfeasance of the Republicans.
Or Dems, depending on who's in charge.
I mean, right on, man.
I mean, after all, Trump stole it from Reagan anyway, so let's steal it back. All right, guys, have a good one.
Be well. Take care, man. Thanks for the call, man.
844-967-2789. Stick around for this guy outside the Pizza Box, 7 p.m. right here on WMDX in Madison, hosted by Pizza Box Mike. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mike.
Not bad, but Rico, I would go, you know, I think a better description would be just to come right out and just call them death maggots. Huh? You know, you can't be nice to these guys. But I'm with Dana. I mean, I'm watching the news as much as I can't stomach it every morning because it's all about them and entertainment. But as soon as I saw Tim Scott, I'm like, oh, man, looks like everybody thinks Trump's going down. And that's exactly what it is. They think he has a chance to go down. They're trying to position themselves like a bunch of.
They're positioning for a book deal or a vice presidency. Man, they're not presidential material.
But if you're the last one standing, you're presidential material. Come on. Was Trump presidential material when he came down the escalator in Trump Tower? I mean, what makes you think that being presidential material actually matters anymore?
You go, Mike.
Well, I mean, come on. It's just a poop show at this point, just like it was the last time they all lined up to try and take Trump down. I think the last lineup was still worse than this one, but give it time. And until he is in jail, he's still their guy, man. He's the number one Nazi for the Republicans. Yay!
What you talking about on your big show tonight, fella?
Well, I'm pretty much going to, you know, talk about how the Republicans, not just in Wisconsin, pretty much all over the country, are on this little march for, you know, racism and poverty. Let's take it to a level we've never seen it before. Yeah, well, you guys lost your last time you did this crap. You're going to lose again. I'm waiting, though. I'm waiting for everybody else to join in.
Buddy, do you think we're going to have a debt default?
Oh, I just would love to see Kevin McCarthy in person. You know what I mean? Yeah, the Democrats aren't willing to, you know, go after SNAP and Medicaid because that's not going to pay for anything, people. That's just going to punish poor people. And if there was any surplus, guess what they do with it? They give it to their donors.
Pizza Box, Mike.
Great point, Mike. No discussion of the fact that all the tax cuts over the last several Republican presidents have contributed mightily to the current debt situation that we have. And, of course, they're not willing to raise any taxes. So, you know, stick it to the poor people because, you know, why not?
Don't forget, Outside the Pizza Box coming up at 7 p.m. Native Roots Radio is next. And our friend Jim Santel, host Morning Cannolis every Saturday morning right here on the Civic Media Network. Keep it locked. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green Bay.